producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hanging on, and it's a good thing, too. You hang on, I hang on. Most importantly, Dr. Ken Kronhaus hangs on. He's here as the medical expert on the Good Day Health program. Every weekend at this time, we get together to go over what's going on with you, what's going on with us, what's going on here, there, and everywhere in the medical community. Ken reports on the scientific findings, the evidence-based research that's been done through the course of the week, so you'll know all about that. And certainly we're on your side, at your service, at 888-553-7536. That's 55 Dr. Ken? That's got to get my old gray matter working. So, Ken, how would you describe your week?
My week, how did I describe my week? It's been very steady. You know, we're seeing a fair amount of flu down here in Florida. The flu, which just didn't decide to peak this year, suddenly is getting very active down here in Florida, at least in a lot of other states across the country. A very slow flu season suddenly has begun to erupt. And people who have heart disease start seeing stresses on their body, and the heart takes the tipping point right over, and often people who are stable suddenly are having issues when you add some other stresses on the body. So it's been a busy week with the added burden of the flu. And, you know, people are also talking about this Zika virus, this virus that is getting its birth down in Brazil, and pregnant women are getting very concerned about this. And there's more and more evidence this week that this is a real thing, that in fact it does affect an infant's, in fact, in utero, before the child is born, it seems to affect the area of the cerebral cortex where the cells that fill out the brain are being developed, and the virus specifies these developing nerve cells that will ultimately form the cortex where the higher thinking occurs, and that seems to be where the problem is. Guillain-Barré is occurring, microcephaly is occurring with this virus, and if you're thinking about getting pregnant, I would definitely not want to go to South America, not go to the Olympics this summer.
All right, so there's some interesting advice. Dr. Ken, for those of you who may be new to the program, is a cardiologist practicing in Florida. Mount Dora is the community. It's Lake Cardiology. You can go online to lakecardiology.com and see what goes on in his office. He has hundreds of people, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people over the course of his career that have come to him with various problems. I know I feel much better after I see him every year. To get my less than once over, it's a day-long process for me, and when I get out of there, I know what's going on in my body, and you all need to know what's going on in your body, too. So you have a question about what's going on in your body, maybe something's happening or has happened that confuses you, you want some clarification, Ken is the man to ask. 888-553-7536. The gray hair gene. G-E-N-E, not the ones that if you're gray hair, you're wearing tight jeans. Different kind of jean. I actually might ask you someday, what happens when you wear clothes that are too tight for you, whether you're a man or a woman? I bet that's an interesting thing. What about the blood, the circulation? You know, people want to wear things that look good on them, but sometimes because they look good, that doesn't mean they are good for you. But let's start with the gray hair gene and go from there. Why is this important?
Well, this comes out of the medical journal, Doug, Nature Communications this week. We already know several genes are involved in balding and hair color. You know, if you want to, guys, if you want to predict what's going to happen, just look at your mom's father, and that'll pretty much tell you where the future is. That's your crystal ball to where your hair's going. But the news this week is that researchers, Doug, have pinpointed the first gene linked with gray hair. This is the first time a gene for graying has been identified in humans, as well as other genes influencing hair shape and density. This discovery, it was made from a genetic analysis of more than 6,000 people of mixed ancestry in Latin America.
So, under the circumstances, when I remember talking about this, I started getting gray when I was in my 30s. My son has started getting gray. He's in his early, well, he's in his late 30s. I don't know about my daughter's hair because I don't think... As I'm told frequently by pal Meredith, we're not supposed to ask those questions and not supposed to know. And so under the circumstances, I guess I won't ask any questions. But with Brendan...
Good advice.
It probably is. With Brendan, I can see some gray on his temples. And again, going back to when I was about that age, having the first gray, I was told it was a lack of copper that was in your system. What does copper do for our systems? And you know, that launches us off into another area. What sort of minerals are we supposed to have in our body, and how much of them? Because we all take, well, not maybe all of us, but many of us take supplements. So under the circumstances, when you have gray hair, does that automatically mean you need to get some more copper into your system?
Boy, oh boy,
aren't you glad I asked?
I think that most of this is just due to genetics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think just the best thing with all these minerals that you're referring to is eat a good, all-around, balanced, healthy diet. I take a multivitamin with minerals, and you don't want to overdo it. You know,
what brand do you take? What do you take for? That's many people would ask. Okay, what does Ken take? So what do you take?
Well, they're all basically very similar. You know, go into your pharmacy or go into your supermarket, and they look pretty much the same. I buy the supermarket brand, a multivite, multi-mineral. It's a good brand.
They're probably all in the...
They're all made by the same
person. They're all made
in
the same place.
They really are. They're just branded.
Yeah, right. So it's just, they change. And that's the case with many things like that. They all come from the same place. They're all made in the same factory. It's like nuts. You think that you're getting one kind of nut because it has a different brand label on it? No, it's all made in the same. They all come processed in the same place.
Well, speaking of nuts, there's actually some good news about nuts. You know, people, nut allergies. You know, you and I growing up, there was really, did you ever hear of anybody having a nut allergy?
No, that's a good, and it's become an epidemic,
right,
to the point where it's ridiculous. In my opinion, it's like nuts, if you'll pardon the pun.
Well,
nuts to have this thing.
But it seems to be a big concern. But there's an article in the New England Journal of Medicine this week that actually is encouraging, because if we do expose babies who we think are at high risk of having a nut allergy, if we expose them early on, it seems as though we can actually get them over this allergy and the effect can be long lasting. I would not recommend that you do this on your own. You need to do this with an allergist. But this is very encouraging finding report this week in the New England Journal of Medicine that we may be able to help many babies get over their peanut allergy.
One of the things that you recommend frequently, we ought to spend just a moment on this if you don't mind, you talk about what's good, the kind of diet that people ought to be on to have a healthy heart. And you and I have talked about how much I eat lots of cashews and peanuts. There are other nuts that I eat, but I prefer them in general. Which are the nuts that are best for you, or is it just the more nuts you eat, the better off you are?
Well, you know, a handful of probably walnuts and almonds, but they're all good. But usually those are the two that come to the top in studies. But I think that whatever you eat, as long, you know, you want to go for the unsalted, you want to go for the just raw nut. They're all, yeah, they're all really good. And the problem is I can't just eat a handful of, and they,
not me either.
And they do have a lot of calories and good, yeah, fats in them. And in moderation, you know, a handful of unsalted raw almonds is just incredibly healthy. But, you know, I have to buy, I have to eat the handful and get rid of the can, or it's mm-hmm. just gone.
Yeah, and I, what I do is I buy, when I go to various places, and actually, when I go through an airport, like later on today we'll go through an airport, I'll find the high-end nuts and buy a package of raw, a package of roasted unsalted, a package of roasted salted, and then I'll put them in the jar and I mix them all together.
Ah.
So you don't have an overage. You get a little bit of salt, and you get raw, and you get roasted, all of them together, and it really, I find it quite satisfying.
I would imagine.
Got a handful of nuts.
But obviously the plain raw are the most healthy.
Yep. All right. 16 past the hour. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken, who has a message for you about your face, most specifically your eyes. If you've been looking for a natural, preservative-free wrinkle cream that gets rid of the puffiness, the bags, the lines around your eyes, Ken has the exact fix for this. And the reason that he likes it is because in the research, he figured out what the Apple stem cell therapy did for this product. And because it does have a lot of great evidence behind it, he's behind it as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you about Chamonix for years now, but do you know how it all began? A lady asked my pharmacist friend George to recommend her a natural preservative-free wrinkle cream. He could have told her that no such product existed. Instead, he mixed her a formula right there in the pharmacy. A few weeks later, there was a waiting list for what the ladies affectionately called George's cream, and Chamonix was born. George built Chamonix into a world-class anti-aging skincare brand based on the same philosophy he had in that small pharmacy. Chamonix products, they're infused with antioxidants. Use no pharmaceutical preservatives or petroleum byproducts. Order Chamonix's revolutionary eye bag and puffiness treatment, Genucel, right now, and George will double your order absolutely free.
And here's how you find George and Genucel. George's Genucel is available by calling 800-822-6145. Say goodbye to puffiness and bags right now by dialing 800-822-6145. Yep, Genucel, 800-822-6145, 800-822-6145.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebellez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Ken and Doug awaiting your calls. I'm also updating you on all the health news in the medical journals each week. This week, at this time, I'd love to take your call, answer any health care question you may have about yourself, your spouse, the kids, parents, grandparents. Write this down. It's toll-free from anywhere in the 50 United States. Hopefully, you won't have to wait too long, and you won't get a bill, and you'll get evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. I graduated from the University of Pennsylvania in 1982. Wow, hey, I'm getting on there. And I have humbly two Ivy League doctoral degrees. I was in their medical scientist training program. I then went off to Durham, North Carolina, spent 3 years in boot camp, and I say that fondly, where you really learn medicine as a medical intern and medical resident, and I was at Duke University, and they really taught me what medicine's all about, and lived, breathed, and yearned for medicine 24/7, and moved on to California, the University of California, San Francisco, spent a few years there specializing in cardiology, and by an unusual event, ended up in a small town called Mount Dora, about 25 miles northwest of Orlando, and I've been there ever since, almost 28 years, seeing patients every day on the front lines. I'd love to help you. I'd love to help you get to the next step, share with you, over 30 years, 35, 40 years in medicine, and almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. I'd like to help you get to the next step with the way medicine is today. Unfortunately, you're often out the door before you have all your answers to all of your questions. And if you want to look for some other solutions, maybe you have a sign or a symptom of some health issue and you'd like peace of mind, you're not sure what's causing it. Maybe you were to the doctor this week and they suggested a treatment plan and you'd like to know if there's anything simpler, gentler, kinder, less expensive. I'd love to share with you a blended approach for evidence-based traditional medicine, evidence-based alternative medicine, the best of both worlds. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. Best of all, I promise you I won't embarrass you, and there's little paperwork, and there's no bill.
All right, Terry from Michigan, let's put you to the test. What can we do to help you out, sir? Thanks for the call. You're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Let's shine some sunshine on whatever it is that's on your mind.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I got this condition called physical urticaria.
No fun, is it?
It's no fun at all, and it's debilitating at this point. And I've been to the doctor numerous times. All they're giving me is over-the-counter allergy medications. And I've also tried to fix it with diet, and it's not working.
Terry, let's talk about this problem, because for you it may not be interesting, but this is a very interesting medical issue that probably a lot more people have it than they realize, and for some people it can be quite severe and debilitating. And let me see if I can help a little bit, okay? What you actually have are chronic hives. Doctors call it urticaria with a U, and this is a skin reaction that causes red or white itchy welts, and they vary in size, they appear, they fade, they repeatedly occur, and the reactions run their course. And this can occur chronically when these welts last more than 6 weeks, or they recur over months or years. Doctors call this chronic hives or chronic urticaria, and it can be very uncomfortable. The good thing is it's usually not life-threatening, but it can interfere with you being comfortable, and it can interfere with sleep, it can interfere with daily activities, and often the cause is not clear. In some cases, it can represent some sort of underlying horrible illness like lupus or thyroid disease. I hope you've been checked for both.
I've had blood tests taken, so everything's fine.
So you don't have any thyroid issues, and you don't have any autoimmune problems, I hope. But there are a list of other causes. You know, Doug was talking about pressure on the skin as from a tight waistband. That is a cause. It's amazing how Doug brings these things out. But that is one of the causes of chronic urticaria. So I hope you're not wearing any real tight clothing around yourself. Pain medications, underlying infections, mental stress, too much sunlight, too much exercise, some alcohol, foods or food additives have been noted to cause this, but also in many cases we just can't find the cause. It's more common in women, it's more common in being young, and there are some risk factors for this, as I mentioned, being young and being female. So what can you do about all this? It sounds to me like you've had the initial treatment. Taking one of the newer non-drowsy forms of antihistamines, like the Claritin, the Allegra, the Zyrtec, is usually the first line of treatment. If those don't work, we go to some of the older antihistamines that sometimes are a little stronger, but they unfortunately make you drowsy, like Benadryl, Vistaril, Chlortrimeton, and if those don't work, we try some of the H2 blockers like Pepcid or Zantac. Also, some of the anti-inflammatory medications can work. Sometimes you actually have to go to prednisone.
All right, sir. Hopefully that helps you out. Thanks for the call. 888-55 Dr. Ken, half past the hour on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Ken and Doug, as Dr. Ken likes to say, it is the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, he's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and we're here at your side talking about all sorts of things, blood pressure, things that are going in your body, on your body, what you should put into your body, that sort of thing, and your questions about what maybe you've encountered this week, or things that may have been bothering you for a while that you haven't. Last week we had a woman call us from, I don't remember where she was from, but she hadn't seen a doctor for years, didn't want to go to the doctor, yet she didn't like what was going on in her body. She was her own worst enemy. Once in a while, we run into folks like that, and they have to know that there's something going on and that they want some advice, and this is a good place to start, because Ken is gentle and kind and intelligent, thoughtful, provocative sometimes. And by the way, if you'd like to visit with Ken in his facility, Lake Cardiology in Florida, you can. See, easy enough to do. You can find out, contact the office by going to lakecardiology.com, or you can call them at 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. You can call 800-LAKE-CARDIO, same effect. Lots of information about Ken and the Institute, LakeCardiology.com. All right, so we're going through some of the important news, medical news of the week, including what happens to those of us who don't take enough water sometimes. I know I had been in Florida all week and cramps galore for whatever the reason. I have been drinking a lot of water the last 3 or 4 weeks. I usually don't think much about it. I drink when I'm thirsty, but sometimes I get dehydrated, and boy, was I dehydrated this week. And I wasn't really working that hard, and it wasn't really that hot. I've been in South Florida, 70s, low 80s all week, so it wasn't like I was really sweating, but man, during the night, oof, and sometimes during the day, Ken, does it happen more often during the night if you don't have enough water in your system that you're going to have cramps? How do you predict if you're going to get cramps and at what time?
Drinking water at bedtime is like threading a needle, because if you drink too much, you can end up all night going to the bathroom. Yeah. But if you don't drink enough, you're going to wake up all night with horrible leg cramps. And you just have to learn your body, because I've been there and done both. And you just have to test your body, and it may change over time, and just you have to make sure you drink enough fluid before you go to bed so you're not waking up, but you're not having to go to the bathroom, but you're not having leg cramps, because I've had both, and neither one of them are pleasant.
All right, so news this week about what happens if you take on more water, if you drink more, what the benefits are. So I guess we have to start at some plateau, at some place. What's the norm?
And you also may want to talk to your doctor when you're drinking the water about a couple of aspirin a week, because there's evidence this week from your backyard in Mass General Hospital about how just two aspirin, baby aspirin a week, can help prevent stomach and intestinal cancer and other cancers. So talk to your doctor if you can even take two baby aspirins a week. But
all right, and can I throw in 2 cents there?
Sure.
When I had the last time, I think I told you this, last time I've had a colonoscopy twice. Once when I was, I think, about 55, and then I think I had another one last year or the year before. Remember when I had them both the same day? I had the colonoscopy and the
upper and lower, and, not unusual.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So anyway, the doctor on both occasions, same doctor, I looked at the results and he said, "You are really nice and pink, and that must be because you're taking aspirin." And I wondered about that. I wondered why the aspirin did that. But you just sort of have given me, because I've asked the question before. I think you and I have probably talked about it before. But what does an aspirin do then? Why would the doctor say your colon is nice and pink if I'm taking aspirins? And is that what this is all about, what you're talking about? A couple of baby aspirin maybe do that for you?
Well, it seems like the anti-inflammatory effect of just even two aspirins a week seems to lower the risk of getting GI cancer, stomach, intestinal. That we, over the years, we've talked about how it can actually, we've reported on this show, studies showing how it lowers the risk of other cancers, breast, skin, liver, ovarian. It also helps to keep the memory sharp. It prevents plaques from forming in the brain, an early sign of Alzheimer's disease. It can lower the risk of heart disease due to plaques in the circulation to the heart. So it's an amazing, amazing drug, and you just have to be a little careful with it because some people are sensitive to it. It can cause irritation. So I'm not recommending that everybody listening go and take two aspirin a week, but talk to your doctor, and with the help of your own personal physician, about the risks and benefits. Each adult, I think, should ask the doctor whether they should be taking any low-dose aspirin, because there's just another report out of the Mass General this week that, you know, this is Harvard's main teaching hospital, how just even two aspirin a week, these are baby aspirin, has significant, powerful impact on lowering the risk of stomach and intestinal cancer. But we were talking about increasing water intake, how by just a small amount has big benefits, and this comes out of the Journal of Human Nutrition and Dietetics. Upping the proportion of plain water, Doug, consumed by one percentage point, that's not a whole lot, reduces the amount of calories, sugar, sodium, and cholesterol ingested. So people who are trying to diet, this is where it really helps. Those who up it by a cup or two see these benefits grow significantly. For example, adding a whole extra glass or two or three of water results in eating as many as 205 fewer calories, 18 fewer grams of sugar, 235 fewer milligrams of sodium, and 21 fewer grams of cholesterol. So improvements in all aspects of your diet where you want to get better by just adding some water. My recommendation is just trust your thirst mechanism, as long as you haven't had a stroke or any neurologic problem affecting your thirst mechanism. But the thirst mechanism is very effective. If you're thirsty, take more water. If you're not and you want fluid, then take fluids with something in it. That's the whole idea behind those sports drinks, to fill up the tank with a fluid that has the same tone as blood. And then, especially if you're on a high-protein diet like me, you're trying to build up muscle, you have to take extra fluid. You know, if you're taking a high-protein diet, you want to make sure you're taking 8 to 12 glasses of water per day so you don't end up in the urologist's office with horrible kidney stones.
888-553-7536. It's often a story like that that creates a lot of questions, and it becomes our thread of the day. Often there are people who have the same questions, same ideas, same concern, and when we come up with something like that, it just all it does is tip the scales in the favor of that particular conversation. It's okay if you got a question about that or whatever. Sometimes, again, we get into these things. For example, the information that came this week from the Journal of Epidemiology about talc, I think, is something that a lot of women don't want to talk about outwardly, but this is a comfortable place for you to do it. If you have a question after Ken gives you the information that's related to this, please feel free to call us at 888-553-7536, or you can send an email to drken@drkenshow.com or me, doug@dougsteffen.com. All right, so Ken, what's the story with this?
This is a very important area of medical news, and I don't want to alarm anybody, but this came out in the medical journal Epidemiology this week, that the risk of ovarian cancer is not a very pretty cancer, because the problem with ovarian cancer is by the time we're aware that it's present, it's usually too late to do anything extremely effective, because there's usually no signs or symptoms of ovarian cancer until it's advanced, it's large, and it's gone to other parts of the body. But the risk of ovarian cancer, Doug, is one-third higher, that's amazing, among women who regularly powder their genitals with talc. This includes women applying talc to their crotches, sanitary napkins, tampons, and underwear. Let me beg you not to do this, and this is another area where, you know, we think something is okay and we only learn later on, but this is something that you just don't want to do.
Well, those talcs, I remember using when you're drying off or you're trying to, you know, improve the odor or the smell, the whatever that's in that area. Sometimes people put that on drying or whatever it is. But if you look at this,
and it feels good.
Yeah, it does feel good. But if you look at the label, which is what you should be doing for any of this stuff, whether it's this sort of thing or the food you eat, anything. Look at the label to see what's in there, and I think when you look at it, you'll see some things like aluminum is in there, which is a no. Think anything metallic. If you have something like this, and it's the deodorant, the same thing. Look at the deodorant that you're using. Anything metallic, aluminum or copper, any of that stuff. I just said a few minutes ago, you know, how much copper do we need, because that may affect your gray hair. These things are all changing, as Ken said. Over the years,
what do you think is a safe deodorant?
I think that there are not really any safe deodorants, but I do use stuff that doesn't have. I have I'm trying to remember the brand. It was a Body Shop, I think. I bought when I was traveling to England a lot back in the 90s. A Body Shop, which is an English outfit, had a deodorant that had nothing in it, and it was the fragrance was very manly, and it protected you from, you know, it's deodorant or antiperspirant, and that's another thing that confuses people, because people think they're the same thing, and they are not the same thing. One will keep you, plug up the pores, and keep you from sweating, and the other one will keep whatever you're sweating from smelling. And so what you probably want to have is you don't want an antiperspirant, because that plugs everything up. You want a deodorant. And I think the ones that I buy are mostly like, not Ted's, but something that's the same as that Ted's, the toothpaste. I'm trying to remember now the brand. But I can't remember. Isn't that funny? But I have some in my bag. But why don't we take a break from it, and I'll look and I'll tell you what I'm using. How's that? We get right down to the nitty gritty. Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. Okay, let's get into our hair. We'll move from our armpits and our genitalia to our hair on our head at this time. And why it's so good, we have a tendency here to talk about things that are of physical nature, but the physical nature is something that's made up by how you feel about yourself. You're good, you feel good about yourself, the way you look, your body, your health is going to be much better. And if you're looking for a way to make your hair make you feel good about yourself, here's Ken with a story behind Provia.
Exactly. Is your hair thinning more and more every day? Well, you know, it's only a few months away. Summer's going to be here. Lots of sun, beach, and friends. But if you have premature thinning, it means frustration, even embarrassment. This time you can do something about it. Provia Natural Hair Thinning Treatment from Chamonix. It tackles the three main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and with brilliant results. With Provia, you can put thinning hair behind you safely and naturally. Imagine no more hair falling out in the sink and no more trying to hide that dreaded spot. Provia, it works for both men and women, and it's perfectly safe for colored hair. Your mirror will tell you it's working, and of course you will get compliments from everyone around you. The results are guaranteed. That's why I like it, or your money back.
Safe for men, for women, got colored hair, no sweat, treated hair, no sweat. 800-543-5817 to take Ken's advice here. 800-543-5817. Call now and get the super concentrative Provia. They have two. You've paid for one, you'll get two, and it'll work or your money back. As a matter of fact, I like my guarantee. The company says, okay, you can use this line. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-543-5817. That really pretty much says it all. Yeah, you know that it's going to work, or you're going to get your money back. And they wouldn't be giving the money back to a lot of people and have them stay in business. So you know it works. 800-543-5817.
Illinois school students last year took a new standardized assessment called PARC. This exam marked the first time that tests were aligned to what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with former state tests. Here's 2015 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Steve Elza.
Every teacher who took part in the research came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong, critical, and analytical thinking skills. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will help make sure all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
Insight Daily Radio. Matthew Desmond is a Harvard professor, sociologist, and recent MacArthur Genius Fellowship winner who's written a striking account of a severe and rapidly developing form of economic hardship in America. Entitled Evicted, his new book is a portrait of a widespread and worsening housing crisis and the devastating consequences for families that fall behind and lose the very roof over their heads.
If you move to evict a tenant in a court, you serve that tenant with papers and the tenant gets a court date. Most tenants don't show up for court, and there's a lot of reasons why, but a big reason is because they have no access to a lawyer in civil court. When I was spending time in Milwaukee, I met landlords that forced families out of their properties through a whole lot of means other than the court. So one of the landlords I met told me that for every eviction he does that goes to the court, there are at least 10 that don't. And what he liked to do is pay a tenant, you know, a few $100 and let him use his truck to move out. But I also met landlords that did things like removed your front door or short-circuited your electricity and cut your lights off. There are 101 ways to evict a family that don't involve serving them papers or going in front of a judge or a court commissioner. And so I started calling these informal evictions, and I did a lot of work to try to capture these statistically through the survey. And what I found is that the majority of forced moves in the city of Milwaukee are not formal evictions that go through the court. They're not foreclosures either. They're informal evictions that occur in the shadow of the law without any kind of due process.
That's Harvard sociologist Matthew Desmond on his powerful new book entitled Evicted, which has just been released. Want to get involved? There's more online at justshelter.org. Insight Daily Radio.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
Now 53 after the hour, as we continue along. My name is Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert here, taking your calls at 888-553-7536, to which we will return in a moment. First, Ken has an updated informational tidbit about coffee.
Coffee
is good or bad? What is it?
It's good, and coffee just continues to amaze me. This is report in the Medical Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry this week. Just more benefits of coffee. But let's just talk about coffee for a second, Doug. How many biologically active compounds do you think are in coffee?
I don't know. It's organic. For the most part, and I would think there'd probably be a lot of them.
There are. There's over 1,000.
Really? Wow.
Yes, including the one we always think about, the central nervous system stimulant, caffeine. And this has, caffeine is an amazing drug. It has neuroprotective properties. It can suppress the production of chemicals that are involved in the inflammatory response. And we've talked in the past about previous studies that have shown the benefits of taking coffee, lowering the risk of strokes, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, even in some animal models, Alzheimer's disease. And the problem with coffee is the caffeine can affect people and in not such good ways, so you have to know your own body. But the news this week is that 6 cups of coffee a day was linked to a 31% lower risk of multiple sclerosis. This
How many cups
of coffee a day was linked to a 31% lower risk of multiple sclerosis.
Is there some other way of getting there? Haven't we talked about this? I mean, coffee good, coffee bad, yes, no.
It depends on the individual, and you have to know yourself how you respond. But if you can take coffee without having adverse effects, and people know if it has adverse effects, it keeps them up, it makes their heart beat, it makes them jittery, they just don't feel good. So if you're one of those, don't just, you know, limit your coffee. But here's a study showing in people who tolerate it well, don't have a problem with it, it actually significantly lowers the risk of multiple sclerosis and all those other good things that coffee has about it that have been shown in other studies. Amazing, amazing product.
Dr. Ken,
and I'm not a coffee
cardiologist.
Drinker.
Yeah, and I'm not either. I never had a cup of coffee in my life. I don't even like the taste of it or the smell of it, frankly. One of the top cardiologists here at your service, 888-553-7536. Quickly, before we get to Nancy, I figured out what it was. I think that my best pal procured this for me. It's called Crystal Essence, the deodorant that I have with me here. It has no aluminum, no chlorohydrate. It's made from lavender. Well, let's see here. It's a mineral roll-on deodorant, paraben-free, hypoallergenic, lavender and white tea are ingredients in this. Let's see, what else does it have? Purified water,
pomegranate.
Benzoic acid, whatever that is. Anyway, so that's the kind of stuff that I use. That's sort of a name.
All natural mineral salt deodorant. And yep. No aluminum.
Yeah, you just looked it up. Okay, good. Nancy, calling from Alaska. What can we do, madam, to help you out? Thanks for the call.
You bet. How do you do?
Hi, Nancy.
I'd like to have Dr. Ken give a short synopsis about heart murmur. I just found out I have a slight heart murmur and a little thickening in the left chamber of my heart. Right. And I'm just...
You're concerned.
I took myself to a heart doctor, and I'm getting tests done, and my numbers are good on my blood pressure. So,
Nancy,
right, you got about 60 seconds.
Year,
sure.
Celebrating 1 year of reversing my diabetes with diet.
Nancy,
I feel very happy about things.
Let me squeeze in because the clock's breathing down my neck, and as you get more information about this, feel free to call back. But the first thing is not to panic because, you know, in this era of full disclosure, sometimes the information we have to tell patients is worse than the problem because of the mental stress it creates, and mental stress is just so bad for the heart. And all a murmur means is an extra sound that the doctor hears when we examine your heart with our stethoscopes. And, you know, I use an electronic stethoscope, and these things are getting so much more sensitive, and we pick up amazing extra sounds. And the reason why people just shudder when they hear the word murmur, because you go to the pre-antibiotic era, and the word murmur often meant death because it meant an infection in the heart, and there was no treatment. But those days are so far behind us, and as the stethoscopes and the ears get more sensitive, we're picking up more and more sounds, and not everyone is lethal.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.